2011 saw a vast improvement in the number of road deaths, dropping to 695. That is the lowest number since the late 1940s, although then there were only some 128,000 registered vehicles on Czech roads, compared to around 4 million today. Experts suggest that a number of factors have contributed to the continuing drop in road fatalities. Earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to road safety specialist Robert Szczesny.
I think it's a result of the last 10 years of development of improving road safety in Czech Republic. In 2003, it has begun that new approach was chosen by Minister Szymonowski. And I think it's a combination of several aspects. It's enforcement and awareness activities, but also connected with infrastructure improvement, for example, new highways, and also medical services better and better. And of course, vehicles used by Czech people are modernized with safety systems.
You mentioned several factors there. Do you think that there is a primary major factor that has had the greatest influence? I'm thinking specifically of the point system that was introduced.
Yeah, I think that the point system connected with police activity has shown that very effective. For example, 2006 was one of the best, and because of penalty point system. And this penalty point system is active every year because some drivers have some points and they try to be better on the road.
At this point, is it possible to talk about the falling numbers as a trend? Because they have gone down consistently since 2008.
I hope so, but it will depend on policy attitude, so government attitude. Government has passed this year new strategy about road safety, and the ambition is to achieve in other 10 years halving of this number. So I believe that every year it will be better and better, because Czech situation is not very good comparing to other European states, for example, not only Germany and UK, but also comparing, for example, Austria, Belgium, what are similar countries. So I hope it will be improving, and it's necessary, of course.
Many people in the past pointed to 2009's very realistic campaign, Nemyslíš, zaplatíš, if you don't think, you pay the price. That campaign showed fictionalized but brutal scenes of traffic accidents. Do you think that that campaign, in the end, had a positive effect on sort of scaring people into driving more safely?
Yeah, I think this campaign was effective because it's psychological. People think about it and they feel that society needs to change, so it's not accepted. So I think it was an effective way.
Czech TV reported that although the overall number of fatalities on roads went down this year, paradoxically, they went up under what I would normally describe as ideal conditions. They said that year on year, there were more fatalities in 2011 on well-lit city roads in dry conditions. How do you explain something like that?
Especially weather conditions, for example, has a big influence during winter. It's very clear that if there is a lot of snow, yes, there are more accidents, but not serious accidents. If there is winter without snow, people psychologically think that it's safe and they are speeding. And of course, the road is cold and the braking distance is much, much longer. So it can cause these problems. What is also a problem is rural roads. And there also these conditions can be very important and they can influence the situation.
So basically what you're saying is that drivers shouldn't be lulled by a false sense of security, even though the weather has, say, been milder.
Yeah, of course.
Road safety specialist Robert Szczesny there talking to Jan Wellinger. This is Radio Prague.